Hello and welcome to the Hell's Kitchen podcast with Eric and Joe. My name is Eric Richards, and I'm joined, as always, by Joe Misalonis. How'd I get those vowels?
Got them right as always, Eric.
Excellent. This is a podcast about all things Hell's Kitchen season 17.
Yes.
Today, episode 10.
Yes.
Which is called, the episode is entitled, It's All Gravy.
Yes.
I wonder why. Oh, what? It's because of that challenge. That,
yes.
It could have been an interesting challenge, but
yes.
I have some problems with it. We'll get into that.
Uh-huh.
What we want to do at the outset is to urge you, the listener, if you have a free 4 minutes, maybe?
I don't think you need that long.
If you know what you're doing, you don't need that long. If you're like me, you need maybe about 15 minutes to do this. But go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Hell's Kitchen Podcast.
Yes.
What does that do? I have no idea.
Yes, we have no idea.
But it seems like a good thing.
We have multiple reviews. Despite having multiple reviews on our podcast page, it still does not show a rating for our podcast. It doesn't give an average rating. So I don't know how many reviews you need to get an average rating, but we are not there yet.
That's kind of our goal, is to get to where they tell us what the average. And it's going to be a low average.
I hope not.
Maybe. We don't know. But we want to get to, we just want to know.
Yes.
And as part of, because we're not like public radio, so we can't give out like tote bags.
Right.
What we can do is give you an example of a 5-star show.
Yes.
And you could use that as like a barometer.
Yeah.
And I, of course, forgot to think about this until right now. So I think I've said all the ones that I really think are 5.
Uh-huh.
So, this is one that I don't know if it's still in production. I mean, I'm pretty sure this particular storyline is not.
Uh-huh.
But it's the history of Rome.
Ah.
Again, probably very little overlap between our listeners and people that would enjoy that, but I enjoyed it.
Yes.
And, I think it's called History of Rome.
Interesting. It goes all the way from the beginning of the Republic to the end of the Empire?
Yes. Well, and as a lot of people, maybe a lot of people know this, Rome originally was a kingdom.
Oh, it even goes that far back.
Yeah, so it goes there, the founding of the Republic after they got rid of the last of the kings of Rome.
Uh-huh.
And go right through the empire.
Interesting.
And, of course, I didn't finish listening to it. In fact, I'm still...
It's a bad ending for the Romans.
It does not end well for the Romans. So I need to resume that.
Previously on Hell's Kitchen All-Stars.
Go fish!
It was the Catch of the Day Challenge.
I was very critical of the Catch of the Day Challenge.
Yeah.
Nice and deep. Get in deep.
Elise's pickiness with ingredients.
You're gonna screw your team, Elise.
Came back to haunt her when she was judged by Michelin-starred chef Michael Cimarusti.
It kind of feels like two dishes.
I didn't like him either.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I remember you didn't like his beard. You didn't like his head.
Oh, no, I think the beard was fine. It was the attempts at humor.
Yeah.
Kept the red team afloat.
Come on, Barbie.
And then it all came down to Barbie and Van in the Battle of Dover Soul.
Are you feeling lucky?
I'm feeling lucky, baby.
Because you're going to Vegas.
That was the joke. I thought it was strange.
This is going to be home.
That's the Hell's Kitchen I'm going to be the head chef at.
Are there others Hell's Kitchen?
I was also thinking that one during the preview. I didn't catch him saying.
Ramsay looked to Barbie to lead.
Two salmon, one cod, one lamb.
But Elise made a power play of her own.
Two salmon, two cod, two.
They don't mention the whole Barbie trying to cook a dish that a customer didn't want, by the way, in the preview.
Elise, you two, sort it out.
That was the reason why they were called into the back.
Right.
Now, we do see the start of the Elise versus Barbie conflict that carries over in today's episode.
Strip cod, soul, lamb.
Strip cod, soul, lamb.
Strip cod, soul, lamb.
Until Robin got a little too groovy.
I heart all of you.
Robin, hurry up, will you, fanning around?
Is that a reference to I Heart Radio?
Out of sync.
Yep.
Where's Summer? Maybe. Bringing it right now. We have.
Yeah, but that's your job to bring it, then, not me chase you.
And when Millie delivered.
By the way, they did not do a very good job of showing why Van was deserving of being eliminated in this preview. As you and I both disagree pretty heavily with that elimination.
Absolutely, and I think that really the moment that we observed here in the preview is the reason why Van was eliminated.
And it's pretty weak.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, the blue team didn't even put him up for elimination. That's how much they didn't think he was deserving of going up there.
Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen restaurant at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. And now,
and the other thing that they didn't mention here is that Barbie, for the red team, Barbie and Elise were put up at the end of last week's episode.
That's right, and they did, and Ramsay decided not to eliminate either of them.
She'll do that to herself. And let's not forget that Barbie is a whole nother level crazy. You forgot your meds at home crazy. Like, is it time for your dosage yet crazy?
I feel bad for Van.
I didn't see that coming.
Barbie.
Everyone seems to like Van.
Yeah.
Because this is, I can't remember every, like, them talking about a, an eliminatee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's worse. Yeah. But we have not observed that yet.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Listening to my team, and they're going stir crazy.
These girls can chat away talking about me, but I'm going to keep my eye on the prize and get myself ready to win Hell's Kitchen All-Stars.
I don't think anyone here is a legit lunatic.
What? Okay. You don't think Barbie's nuts?
And I thought this was an interesting scene, too, because you have Michelle and Elise basically being nice to each other.
Yeah.
After, I mean, so do you think that was played up in the prior weeks, their conflict? Because how do you flip it around like this?
But yeah, it does seem like the Michelle-Elise dynamic has at least cooled off a little bit. There doesn't seem to be as much animosity.
So far.
Yeah, as we've seen.
And Barbie is kind of like the new, new Elise.
Yeah, she's the new one that everyone's targeting.
So teams assemble in the dining room, and there's a camel.
Oh my god, it's huge.
Is that a real camel?
No, I didn't know camels were that tall.
Yeah, I guess I've never really seen a camel in person.
Pretty gorgeous. As far as animals go, of course, you know, my wife's much more beautiful than the camel.
That's Benjamin speaking. That was really bizarre.
Yeah, that was weird.
For centuries, camels carried spices Asia to Europe. Today, the camel is carrying a very important part of your challenge.
Oh,
today's challenge is the 17th blind taste test.
The annual Hell's Kitchen blind taste test.
So we have the now this is a historic
can't see
competition. It's the blind taste test.
Yes.
Where you can't neither see
correct
nor hear.
Correct.
You can't hear the food.
Right.
And it's fun. It's fun because I think typically, although not necessarily this version, as we'll see, but I think that typically it separates the really good chefs from the ones who aren't very good, because Ramsay does respect a quality palate.
Right. It's right behind great hands and passion on his list of important traits.
Three most important traits, apparently. So let's hear how this challenge is going to be set.
You can't hear anything, and so this is a hard challenge.
Today's challenge, you'll be tasting herbs and spices, and I've made an incredible potato puree to act as a base.
I know herbs and spices, like I haven't tasted.
I thought that was also strange.
World,
like so now, so it's going to be potatoes
food,
with everything,
with
right?
Doesn't that have a flavor? But
right, that's what also what I was thinking. Like, it's not like
one
potatoes are tasteless.
Competing in the taste test. And
like,
one of you,
you could actually
right
have a tasteless
of a
puree.
Mashed potato cannon.
Oh my god.
Now, if you get three answers correct,
certainly the Transformers movies are tasteless.
Stay clean. But if you fail and get two wrong, your teammate will be blasted with mashed potato. Robin, what goes with mashed potato?
Gravy.
Thank you. That's what happens if you get three wrong. If you get all four wrong, you'll get dumped again with mashed potato and gravy. Right, up first, Dana versus Robin. Let's go.
Come on, Dana.
Now, I believe this is a relatively new addition, because they've had, I believe, the the blind taste test all 17 seasons. But I don't believe originally they were shooting food at each at the contestants.
No.
I believe it was just more of a regular challenge where one team won and one team lost. And then in sort of more recent years, they've added in like the contestants getting blasted with various foods for wrong answers.
One thing I thought here is that, is this because all of the chefs, you know, they're quote unquote all stars.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to change this blind taste test, because how it typically works, it's kind of predictable, or though they'd win,
right?
Because they're all really good.
Yeah,
and that occurred to me as well, because it's also spices. It's not like basic foods.
Right. It's usually it's just like, you know, he gives them like a spoonful of I don't know bananas or something. I guess bananas would probably be easy, but something like that. He just gives them a spoonful or of whatever food it is, and most of the time they actually get it wrong. But yeah, this seemed like it was much harder because some spices are similar to other spices. Like, I believe at one point, well, not to spoil, but at one point, I think it was like bell pepper and someone guessed jalapeno, which is similar. I mean, obviously there's differences, but I'm just saying, if you're just tasting pepper.
Can you be general?
Well, I think a couple times, like at some point during the challenge, someone said cheese when it was, I don't remember what kind of cheese it was, but it was like a cheese was the thing. And someone just said cheese. I think both people said cheese and he gave it to them.
So what if you had said dairy?
That would probably be a little too general.
But then he would like, the strategy, I think, is to give the most general answer first.
Yeah.
And then he'll keep saying more specific.
Right.
And you could hone it.
Right.
Rather than going to the most specific thing.
So instead of saying jalapeno, just say pepper.
Well, no, I would start vegetable. And then you'd say more specific. Then you say pepper. Then you'd say more specific. And then you'd say, okay, well, there you know you're on the right track.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
I think that might be a little too general if you start off with vegetable.
But we have observed that Ramsay is... even here, he's smiling.
Yes.
He enjoys the challenge.
I think that is... Because I believe they actually show like a flashback to like Benjamin doing the taste test, and like Ramsay's just getting mad when they're getting the taste test wrong. But
yes.
Now he seems to like take more humor.
So should we play now? This is kind of a behind the scenes question.
Yeah.
Should we play this whole thing? Because it is an audio.
Yeah, we could. I guess it has some funny
moments.
Chef,
you have to have a great palate. It goes hand in hand.
Let's start off easy. This is a olive oil.
So here I would just say oil.
Here we go.
Well, he might actually give it to you, though.
Dana and Robin.
Yeah, Dana and Robin are the two contestants.
Let's see if Dana gets it.
Come on, Dana. Parsley?
Parsley.
I think that's because the potato...
Wrong.
The potatoes are kind of screwing him up a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Olive oil?
Correct.
I don't know, Robin.
Did she get that?
Next one is poblano chili. Here we go. Dana. Here we go. Let's go, Robin.
It's tricky.
Jalapeno?
Wrong.
Well, that's pretty close.
If Dana gets this wrong, you know what happens.
I'm getting ready, Chef. Coriander?
Wrong.
Seriously? Well, I'm going to stand over here.
Here we go.
Oh, my Fire. God.
Ramsay's like laughing hysterically.
Easy one. Cilantro. Just the fragrance of that.
That's easy. Cilantro?
Correct.
Robin's like yelling.
Come on.
Well, you can't hear. You can't like
saffron.
You can't hear yourself talking.
Saffron.
And I also wonder with these, like, how much can they not hear? I mean, because it's
Yeah, I actually
like...
wonder the same thing.
Or maybe they're like playing a lot of music through those
maybe.
Headphones.
I think they are playing music.
It'd be awesome if they this is back in time, but if they were playing our podcast.
Yeah.
Robin is already 2 for 3.
Listening to like the season like episode 3 or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mint.
So at this point, the blue team is up 3-0 over the red team. I mean, it's just Dana and Robin, but
yeah.
It's not looking good for the blue team. And in fact, as you can imagine, it's I'm actually not going to play all of this because you get the idea.
Yeah.
But and then pretty much everybody gets hit with the mashed potatoes except for. Millie doesn't, right?
Yeah, right. Millie doesn't, yeah.
And the other thing I noticed is that typically, or like when it started, like the red team went first, but then they were changing the order, and I was going to ask, is it because they were actually changing the order, or because the editors were for changing it up?
It could have been the editors. Wasn't 100% clear either way. You know, it's interesting because. Everyone is so like shocked and annoyed when like the person who's tasting gets it wrong, but they almost all are terrible at it. Like in past seasons, almost everyone is terrible. In this season, almost everyone was terrible. Like very few people were good in this challenge.
Well, clear.
And every time like, someone gets it wrong, people are rolling their eyes. They're like, oh my God, how did he get that wrong? It's like, you were just as bad. You were also terrible at this. You cannot be like complaining that other people are also bad if you were also terrible at this.
Well, and despite Ramsay's typical claim, you don't have to do well in this challenge. I mean, maybe you have to have a good palate in other circumstances, but you certainly don't have to be good at this challenge to be a good chef because
right.
a lot of the people, like the red team, Barbie got two. That was the most out of anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody else did on the red team. Everybody else did terribly.
Yeah.
So now we got. So I'll play the last round here. So it's Millie versus Elise.
Yeah.
And the blue team is already up 8-2.
Right. Yeah.
So this is what we're talking about. This is just a runaway.
Yeah.
They can't even manufacture drama out of this thing. So they're just rolling with it, which I think is good. And I think they should.
Yeah. Actually, I was gonna say this is actually one of the things that we complain about on this show. About this show is that. They Bobby manufacture the drama with ties and challenges and stuff. So
commercial break.
That too. But they always like it always comes down to the last pairing. But this is one where like they can't do that because either the chef gets it right or wrong. It's just an objective winner.
Dana's right with that.
Yeah, wrong. But they're also making faces at least. So.
Let's make things a little bit easier. Caper mash. Let's go. Here we go. Elise.
Olive.
Wrong. Barbie, here we go.
In today's All-Star Blind Taste Test Challenge, the red team trails by 6 points.
If the blue team get this next one right, it's over.
Can they?
Right,
it even possible
Millie.
That they win? Risky.
Pickle. Wrong. Fire.
I think at this point it was like the red
comeback.
Team had to get
last
every
one.
Single one right awesome. And the blue team had to get
with
every single one wrong in order to win.
Elise
or
must answer correctly, or the blue team will win.
Very little margin for error, red team. Elise first.
I've tasted this before.
Oh, you've tasted them before. You've cooked with them before, and you cannot get this wrong.
Celery root. Yes!
Ramsey wrong. Does not have a good sense of the difference between the possible and the impossible.
Yeah.
Because it is possible that she got it wrong. She got it wrong.
Yeah, she did get it wrong. It was impossible for her to win.
Yes.
She got it wrong.
Today could not have gone any worse for the red team. This is our
that's been said. The red team is really terrible.
Yeah.
No gravy on the blue team.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. I'm sending you to dine at Roy Yamaguchi's signature restaurant. You'll taste some of Roy's signature Hawaiian cuisine. I mean, the food is incredible. You're in for a treat.
Yeah.
And there's a fantastic prize waiting for all four of you.
Woo! Blue team wins again.
Wasn't that already the prize?
There is.
Yeah.
Yes,
I
just
need you all to focus on separating peppercorns.
Oh, you got it.
Okay, so the red team has to clean up and they have to separate spices.
Yes.
And then,
separate peppercorns. Very hard to separate peppercorns.
Have you ever done that before?
No, just from watching the show.
Yeah, I assume it's terrible.
Yeah.
So the blue team though gets to go to Roy's.
Yes.
Which of course I looked up. Now, admittedly, I could have looked up the L.A. location, but
right.
I thought we're in Chicago.
Correct.
We don't need to go to L.A. to go to this place.
Right.
So I will look up the Chicago Roy's. It was again no prices listed.
No prices. So you know what that means.
It's outside of our price range.
Yes.
It looks good, and the reviews are all great.
Of course.
I mean, we haven't been able to find.
Yeah, we haven't been able to poke holes in the Hell's Kitchen restaurant recommendations.
I wonder if you could just get like a bar bite as your food, because here's a Wagyu burger.
Yeah.
With fries.
Yeah, and lump crab fried rice. I mean, that sounds like an entree right there.
Unless it's just like a bite-sized
right,
portion.
Right, yeah, then that'd be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure it's great.
But expensive.
Do you want to go to the Chicago Roy's?
We probably have to inquire about the prices.
Did you think it was weird that Roy Yamaguchi didn't appear here in this show?
A little bit, because it seems like they're always bringing chefs on for random reasons, but I guess not this week. I thought Ramsey was saying Rory's.
Oh, is that another L.A. restaurant?
No, I just thought that's what he was saying. It's just when he was saying Roy's, it was Rory's. Rory's.
Maybe that's like Roy's. The sequel. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know how like there's a Pizzeria Uno and then a Due? Pizzeria Due?
Right, yeah.
This would be like Roy's, and then the second one will be Rory's.
Rory's, yeah.
So let's see how the blue team enjoys Roy's.
Getting their rewards at Roy's.
Not to be confused with Roy Rogers, the fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, so everyone gets a blender.
Yeah, they get one of these fancy blenders, Vitamix.
Vitamix. Doesn't that sound like that I Love Lucy episode with Lucy is with the selling something? Or
yes, it does.
I missed out on the Vitamix.
Now, of course, fans of the show, which you probably are if you're listening to a Hell's Kitchen podcast, know that for a few seasons now in a row, they've been giving out Vitamix blenders as a prize. So I'm guessing, Hell's Kitchen probably gets a couple bucks from Vitamix.
Well, that's true. I probably should have looked this up first, though. We don't know how good of a product this is.
That's true. But to be honest, if the price is enough, we would be able to overlook a few bad reviews.
Well, we don't know what kind they're getting.
Yeah, we don't know the exact brand.
But like this one here, the 5200 is the... Well, it's the Amazon choice for Vitamix.
Oh my God, it's $400.
Well, $394.25. But well, essentially,
if you have Prime, yes.
Was this the kind that they got?
Here,
let's go
back
here.
Back it up a little, and we'll rewards we'll compare.
Do we win Vitamix? Oh my God!
You have to see the buttons.
Okay, let's wait till it zooms down.
We just won a Vitamix. They're top.
It looks different.
Well, no. It's got the middle. This is probably not interesting for people. I think it's the same.
Oh yeah, I think that's what this is.
Yeah, so it's basically $400 on Amazon. Would you ever spend $400 on a blender?
No, I wouldn't. That is way too much.
No, in fact, I don't even believe in blenders.
Yeah, I don't. I would never even use it. First of all,
yeah, you just a hammer could get the job done.
It's funny because my mom, she makes a pretzel jello for Christmas every year. And for years, she has to crush up pretzels to like make the jello. So that's what she would do is she would put the pretzels in a plastic bag. She would take a hammer and she would just like, so like Christmas Eve in the morning, I would wake up and I would just hear, I don't know if you can hear that on the microphone, but
I think they can,
but I would just hear like a hammer pounding, from the kitchen because my mom was crushing the pretzels.
Well, on what surface, though?
On a table. She would have it on a table, and she would just be smashing the pretzels with a hammer.
Do you still have that hammer?
Yes, we still have the hammer.
I mean, that's something you pass down from generation to generation.
The hammer is an old hammer. I don't know even how many years. It's probably 40 years old by now. Older than you or I, Eric.
Combined. Well, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, they get blenders, and the other thing I noticed, I don't know if you did, so when the blue team is sitting in the restaurant, they're sitting like sitcom style, so like they're only sitting around half the table,
right? Yeah,
which I thought was really bizarre. And so I wonder if they, I mean, it's understandable because they want the cameras to film them eating, but do you think they sat that way the entire dinner?
Probably. They probably did. They just, because the cameras are always rolling.
Apparently, you want to catch all the magical moments. So anyway, the red team, more conflict. I mean, at some point, it just gets a little tedious.
Yes.
So I say we jump ahead to the start of dinner service.
Yes.
Plus, we'll get our fill of infighting later in the
exactly.
So once again, Hell's Kitchen is the destination restaurant in the greater LA region.
Absolutely.
Line up, please, quickly. Listen carefully, all of you. Tonight is very important to me. Hell's Kitchen is honoring two very special charities.
Also, isn't it weird the fact that the red team is constantly in turmoil and yet the blue team somehow has four people and the red team has five people?
It's totally
eliminations have made absolutely no sense.
An organization that's dedicated for funding cancer research across the country.
It's important for me to have a good dinner service tonight because my father died of lung cancer and it really, really feels close to home.
Blue team, tonight you'll be cooking for Shane's Inspiration. Their mission is to create incredible playgrounds that unite children of all abilities. So, tonight, there will be an incredible five-course tasting menu. Each of you will be responsible for your own course. Both tables must receive their courses at the exact same time. Got it?
Yes, chef.
Get to it.
Yes,
and blue team, one of you is going to have to do two courses because, again, I have eliminated more people from your team despite the fact that your team has been better.
Tonight, Hell's Kitchen is closed to the public.
It's not not a destination. It's closed to the public.
So destination for charity.
Mindy Sterling from Austin Powers. Who did she play?
I don't know. Also, I love that David Koechner, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I like how he was said as his... credit was The Office, of which he was on like three episodes of, and as opposed to like, I don't know, Anchorman, of which he
was. It did say
like
that other times. It went through like 10 different credits of his.
Oh, did it? We'll enjoy a five-course. Well, he's been in a bunch of things.
Pan-seared scallops, headed up by Michelle in the red kitchen and Nick in the blue. Lobster spaghetti, led by Jennifer and Robin. Striped bass, led by Elise and Millie. A beef filet Rossini, led by Barbie and Benjamin. And because the blue team only has four members, Nick will also manage the passion fruit souffle dessert against Dana.
Michelle and Nick, come here, please. I'm going to start off with a pan-seared scallop.
Yes, chef.
6 minutes.
Yes, chef.
I trust this team. I trust
it. I have all these trays ready to go.
So we have Michelle and Nick leading their respective teams.
Leading these scallops, of course.
How long do you have?
90 seconds.
90 seconds, sir.
One of you keep searing. One of you bring me scallops. I need them now.
We're down a
person. Yeah, so each of the contestants is acting more like Ramsay for this challenge, where they are plating the dishes and looking at them to observe the quality.
I thought you were going
to
say acting like Ramsay, shouting uncontrollably.
Well, that too, I guess.
Hey, I need three more scallops. Three more pieces of scallops.
Question about the blue team.
Yes.
In kind of an effort to manufacture drama on the blue team, it's implied that Millie is trying to sabotage Nick. That was also in the preview
right, that was
for this
in the preview,
week's episode.
Yes.
Totally out of proportion for what actually happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
45 seconds, chef.
The wait staff is lined up for a photo op right behind the pass.
Yeah, they have like 80 waiters in Hell's Kitchen for like two tables.
Yes, chef.
Oh my God. Is Millie trying to sabotage me right now with overcooked scallops?
Sear those scallops less.
I need it cooked perfectly. No more than
I got perfect scallops coming, Nick. Come on, Michelle, please.
Chef.
Right, are you happy with those?
Yes, chef, I am happy with these
go,
plates.
Go, please.
I guess Ramsay is not really,
really
looking at them.
Good start. Minus the missing three scallops.
Awesome. We've played the first
Ramsay
day.
Seems to just be sitting back.
Chloe, we're winning.
This week.
We're winning. We're ahead, guys.
Why are all the celebrities annoying
Jennifer,
on this show?
Know,
like, every time, they're super annoying.
Yes. I need to complete this.
Yeah, chef.
Seriously. Robin, can you focus as a team on one course before we jump onto the next course? One more garlic chip. Okay. Thank you.
Service, please.
Here we go.
Valet service.
Wow.
While both tables enjoy their scallop appetizer.
Oh, here it is. Now it does say David Koechner was
Chef Ramsay is looking to Robin.
Wasn't he on SNL too?
And Jennifer.
Wasn't he on it?
Or is that Rob Corddry?
To deliver on their lobster spaghetti.
Is it one of
the other balls?
Yeah. At the same time.
No, they're plating.
So now we have the spaghetti dish.
Yeah. Right now.
Just like this, guys. Just like that.
Robin.
Beautiful. Cheese and oil.
And Jennifer. Jennifer does a great job here, I thought.
Jennifer, come here. Oh, no. Just look, that's a normal size.
That's like gigantic. Chef.
Robin, portion control.
So Robin puts too much spaghetti on the plate. But if I were one of the diners, I'd be like, you know what? That's great.
Yeah, more the better. Size.
Exactly. Yeah, you're getting like a deal.
Although it is a five-course meal, so you don't want to fill up on pasta early on. This is only the second course, Eric.
It's still a lot of. I don't know how they can eat all this.
Yeah, that is a lot. Like they had like three or four scallops on the first plate, and now they have like a plate of spaghetti.
Thank you.
Go, please.
Isn't far behind.
Spaghetti.
I think it's good.
It's really good.
What was that guy's name? Scott.
Scott Williams. I think he was the founder of the charity.
Okay, but he's also a TV guy.
Yeah, I guess he's an executive producer. CBS.
So now Millie and Elise.
Please don't try to f*** me, y'all.
And
Elise just being very blunt.
Okay.
I want you to start the shrimp, Michelle. I think Elise assumes going into this that people are going to screw up. So is that like a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah.
Turn the gas on.
And Michelle hadn't turned on the oven. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
There, help me plate the first fish, okay?
You got spoons up there?
Yes.
Once you're done with all the fish, you stay up there and help me plate too.
Yes.
Okay? That's the way to delegate. This is my dish. I'm going to lead, and I'm going to make sure everybody in the kitchen is doing something right now to get simultaneously 12 dishes to the pass and to the customer. Nick, how long are the first six fish, Nick?
First six fish in 30 seconds.
Heard that. All right, red team.
Come on, you guys.
The blue team is nearly ready. Where's the sauce, Michelle?
Chef, it's reducing right here on the stove.
It's reducing now?
Yes, chef.
Elise?
Yes, chef.
You forgot the sauce?
No, chef.
Oh, man.
Barbie, I'm working on
what
this.
What is this
right
dish?
Here,
I just
okay?
see like four yellow pellets in a bowl. I don't know what even. The
that's
dish
essentially that's what it is.
It's just pellets. It looks like a lemon heads, like they have lemon heads in a dish or something.
Yeah. You haven't tasted it. Oh my God.
Unfortunately, the sauce is not seasoned.
Come here. Hey, just taste that. Taste that. Not an ounce of seasoning. What in the is going on?
Oh, he's brutal.
Now, did Mindy Sterling play the one of like, the bad guys?
Yeah, no, I think about it. I think she played like one of the Dr. Evil or
Dr. Evil. Yeah,
Dr. Evil.
That
Evil's
must have been before your time.
No, she didn't.
I've seen it. It's not one of my it's not in my state of classic comedies. But yeah, I think she was one of his henchmen.
Let me check that fish first.
Yeah.
Look also, they kind of glossed over that Michelle made several mistakes here.
Well, at this point, I thought she was actually going to go. Because I had come to the conclusion that he was never going to send home
it's
Barbie or Elise.
Right.
This is why I didn't want to turn my back.
Elise, please, I need to go.
Oh, my God.
It's unfortunate because, you know, this course is going poorly, but it's not Elise's fault. I mean, she's in charge of it, but she can't cook all this stuff. She has to oversee. It's like, she can't make sure that Michelle's heat is on her stove. She can't make sure that like she reduced it properly or seasoned it properly, or that, and then also that someone cooked all the fish right.
Well, maybe that's spoiler. Maybe that's why she didn't get sent home.
That's possible.
It's an hour into a special 5-course charity dinner service in Hell's Kitchen.
Thank you all for doing this.
Oh my God!
It's burnt. This is why I didn't want to turn my back.
Both teams.
Well, okay, so Elise says sabotage. Is it sabotage?
Yeah. Well, no.
You think it's intentionally? I don't think so.
I think they maybe weren't as maybe attentive with her courses. They maybe were for the other people's courses.
Badly cooked striped bass.
They're saying it's not sabotage, but one tray of fish was burnt. I can't cook everything and plate everything.
Elise, give me time, because we are screwed.
How long?
6 minutes, because they the fish.
Oh, okay. Somebody tell Marino to stay out of the kitchen.
I need fish to the window.
Yeah.
Millie, can I put this one up?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Uno mas?
That's 12, Millie.
Uno mas.
Go,
sir, yeah.
Let's go.
We went from having the wee chef to the Uno mas chef.
Executed nice call shot. So far.
Yes, chef. It feels great for me to hear it, but for the rest of these on my team to hear it. Y'all hearing it from the best chef in the world, then I'm better than y'all right now.
Wow.
Very nice.
It's really good.
It's so good when it's hot, but yours is going to be cold.
Oh, all right. Enjoy yourself.
Like I said, all the celebrities are annoying on this show. Like, even if they're not annoying in other contexts.
Yeah. They have to replate everything for you, okay? Sorry about that.
Blue tea. You're it up, Red.
that was David Koechner.
Koechner's pretty funny. He's not hemming it up as much as whoever the guy was last week from Scandal who was in the chef's table. He was really hemming it up. Koechner just seems like he's having a good time. You know,
I take back what I said about, what is that, David Cimarusti?
Cimarusti, the chef from last week?
Because he's less annoying than any of these celebrities. So, you know what, maybe I was a little too hard on him.
Can you do foie for me? Yeah.
Yes,
and I'll make sure that it's cooked.
So,
pisses me off because I gave their
Barbie.
Dish
it's Barbie's dish, and
right.
Elise is
being
a little bit passive aggressive.
Barbie, come
here.
A little bit.
A lot.
Benjamin, come here. That was a disaster.
It was, chef.
I'm firing the beef. Yes, how long?
7 minutes, chef. I'm going to show Chef Ramsay that I am the leader that I say I am. I have been nice, and I'm not going to be nasty. I'm going to be firm.
Michelle.
Yes.
Pop the onions in the oven. I just realized I'm supposed to be helping Dana with the dessert. Can you have Elise do your garnish?
Another thing I didn't like about Michelle's performance.
I agree with you here. She misrepresented what she said here.
Yeah, she is trying to get out of this.
I know, but what do you have Elise do it?
I have Elise doing foie.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a lot.
Okay, well, I'll do both then.
Yes, you are. You're going to work garnish because you said you were, and there's nobody else to. So, yes, you are.
Where's Jennifer, by the way? She's not even in the kitchen.
So I'll jump back and forth.
While Michelle reluctantly starts the garnish like smoke for breaks? Bobby's steaks.
Maybe. She was in the bathroom. Hot. Over in the blue kitchen. For a while, she wasn't even
he's
in the
already
kitchen.
Beginning to plate.
Robin, after you finish that asparagus, I need you to pass the healthy plate up.
Heard.
Keep an eye on the foie gras and those fillets.
Heard
flip them over. Glaze them, please.
I'm a born leader, and I do push my guys, and I try and get them organized, and I try to keep positive. I'm not going to let anybody step out of line in our team.
Millie, these are not hot throughout.
Huh?
They're not cooked yet. They're cold. Get them back in the pan, please.
Well spotted. Come
They're
on, Millie.
Cooked. They're not cooked.
Come on, Millie, quick, back in the pan.
Heard it.
The onions, please.
And that's really the worst thing the blue team did.
Yeah, that was like the only mistake this entire night.
All right, it gets five, like a star.
Oh, my God.
So they burned...
Hey, ladies, come here. Red team, come here. Have a bite.
It's like I thought it was like beef, but it looks like I don't even know.
It becomes a cracker.
Is this how you honor a charity?
No, chef.
Oh my God.
Can you help her get new potatoes on, please?
They should have had it that so they have two charities in the kitchen. Whichever team, like the red or the blue team, won, all of the money that they generated on this night should have gone to the charity that got served by that team to add a little more pressure.
Oh, but then one of the charities wouldn't make money.
That's what happens. You gotta build the drama somehow.
So now we have Ramsay throwing the burnt biscuits or whatever they are.
Yeah.
To Marino.
He's throwing our.
This is pretty funny.
That's our dinner.
While Chef Ramsay and Marino play a game of hot potato.
Yep, it's a big joke.
Over in
big
the blue kitchen, Benjamin is waiting on Millie's refired foie gras to finish his plates.
Hey, I need foie gras to the pass, please.
Right here.
What even is foie gras? I don't even know what that is.
Isn't it duck fat?
Thank you, Chef.
Is it? Okay.
Go, please.
Yeah,
let's go, Chef.
I don't even know what foie gras is.
Let's go, Blue! Let's go, Blue!
The charity is chanting for the blue team, being led, of course,
while
by David.
The blue team's charity enjoys
from American Dad.
From American Dad.
Oh, I was wrong. It was. It's actually made of the liver of a duck or goose that has been specially fattened.
Is desperately trying to finish plating for their hungry table. Yes.
I need that spinach. 10 seconds. I need to put more salt in it.
Come on, Bobby. I've got the frog.
So we have a meltdown coming here.
And once again, Michelle dragging on the spinach.
I need that spinach, please. Worry about your beef. How about I get that spinach, Michelle?
Oh, my God.
A great outburst there, though, by Barbie.
I think so, yeah.
Michelle's giving her a little bit of sass, and she's like, hey, give me that spinach.
Michelle didn't do well in this sense.
No, but... Well,
it's
we
the
can
fourth course out of five of a special
a very poor Michelle performance.
Honoring contributors to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and Shane's inspiration.
Gotta go, Red Team.
I need that spinach, please. Worry about your beef. How about I get that spinach, Michelle?
Oh, my God.
So Ramsay is now in the corner, sitting down. Not never a good sign.
Our steak is clearly better than Red.
Oh, man.
The red team's 12 top continues to wait.
Do you think David Koechner is well liked by his friends and family?
Do what I tell you to do.
I would hope so.
This is awesome.
Is it wonderful? Good for you.
I mean, compared to many Ramsay outbursts, that was pretty tame.
That's what I was going to say. Like, Ramsay seems to be.
This is not how to run a course.
Ramsay's concerned that people yell, but like Ramsay yells more than anybody.
Right, yeah.
Stop giving up.
I'm not giving up, Chef. That's sloppy, Barbie. Can you please just pour the sauce, Elise?
Commenting on her pouring abilities.
That's not how I want my sauce, Elise. I want you to pour the sauce.
I'm trying to help, and she's yelling at me. So you know what? If you don't want this life support, this raft that I'm trying to offer you, then drown.
Go, please.
Thank you.
Oh. Thank you, thank you.
It's cooked to perfection. This is so good.
Cooked to perfection is a Gordon Ramsay line.
In the red kitchen.
That liver is really good.
It's good, right?
Damn. Both tables have thoroughly
so he knows what
the
foie gras is, apparently.
Hey, 2 seconds, please.
Oh, yeah. More than we do. Yeah. Really, he should host the...
Yes, chef.
Souffle's in. Let's go.
So at this point, I thought there was going to be a problem with the souffle because they were spending longer on dessert than they usually
are. Coming in hot in the middle.
Souffle, let's go.
Guys, we need 2 people dusting.
I'm thinking... Maybe we can bounce back, and Chef Ramsay will forget all about those other horrifying courses.
Did you guys have fun tonight?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Delicious, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Flavored all good?
First rate.
Yes. Enjoy the souffle, please. All good?
So
yes.
Good.
Sorry about the delay. Enjoy.
Okay, shut it down.
Well, Ramsey was pointing at one of the celebrities.
Yeah, he seemed to be enjoying someone.
I'm going to speak from the bottom of my heart.
This is the red team.
Has been the worst ever charity dinner performance in the entire competition.
I find that hard to believe.
Get upstairs.
Well, he just meant this particular competition.
This season.
Yeah.
This is the worst
really this
charity.
Episode.
Yeah, this is the worst charity 12 top performance this season.
Get out.
And the only one.
Tonight was a terrible service. It was not a team effort. Dana, Michelle, they're a clique.
The same too.
Yeah.
And I don't trust them.
You see, did you hear that Dana and Michelle said the same too?
Me and Barbie, right?
To vote up for elimination.
At the very beginning of your course.
Oh, interesting. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, if you want, you can back it up if you want.
No, I remember them saying that. I didn't know what they were referring to.
Yeah, so they were obviously just planning to vote up Elise and Barbie, even though, as we said, Michelle, horrible performance.
Yeah, but if you're Michelle, who are you going to put up? Elise and Barbie.
Right, yeah.
And if you're Dana, friends with Michelle, apparently.
Right.
I didn't know that they were that close.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
You're going to... Because, yeah, I mean, Michelle should have gone up there.
Yes. Well, that's... So the two of them, so you have Elise and Barbie, who can sort of form a block. Although, I think Elise voted for Barbie, so that kind of ruins that.
Yeah, well,
part.
Elise doesn't really have an ally currently.
Right. But Jennifer, obviously, sort of is on the Dana-Michelle block at the moment.
At the moment. Although,
at the moment. I mean, we'll talk about
get
it
to
in
that.
A minute. But Jennifer did not put up Michelle for elimination either.
So we should definitely play this argument, which,
yes,
which might be the worst.
Yes.
It may not be the loudest one so far, but it's definitely the most impassioned.
Yes.
And I think people are getting the red team
and
most
then
angry.
You were running around frantic.
No, I wasn't
yes,
running
you were
around
frazzled.
Frantic.
Yes,
no, I wasn't.
I don't think
frazzled.
Elise was that frantic.
You were
I
trying to do
frazzled.
Everything.
Yeah, because y'all wasn't doing
because you weren't letting us. You said, don't do it yet.
I wasn't
stop. Letting
you. First,
don't do it.
Second,
don't touch my stuff.
I don't even know what they're talking about right here. I don't. They didn't show any of that
shrimp.
In the stuff we saw.
The burner on. How are you cooking shrimp?
The oil was hot. At least the oil was hot. I was flipping them over and there were pink on that side because the oil was hot.
No, you were cooking with
I like how Michelle is defending
ever.
Herself. Oh, and then Michelle
well, she
throws
threw it
a water bottle at Elise.
No, she threw it on the ground.
It
just
bounced
out.
It
bounced
and hit Elise. She threw
well,
the bottle
that,
at Elise.
That was inadvertent.
Michelle just completely disrespectful.
Can I explain what happened on my course
and defending
now?
Herself,
no,
by the way, for cooking no. without
wait,
a stove on.
Why, that's why all her
it's my
hurt.
Turn.
Let's hear this talk, so, tale. This
will
be good. We need popcorn.
Elise,
I mean, Elise is very funny.
Yeah, Elise is funny. She's very, like, clever.
I think the main issue with your
she comes up with good. She would be good on this podcast.
I think so, yeah. Probably better than us. So.
She was distracted.
She's going to try to paint her like she's better than me, but we all know that that was the worst.
Now, hold up and wait 8 minutes.
Okay, I'm voting for Barbie because you needed to redeem yourself and you didn't. Elise, I'm voting for you because you would not let us help you when
that's not true.
You were very standoffish and defensive.
I wasn't standoffish.
You were.
No,
that's why
not
I'm voting
true.
For you.
My vote is for Barbie and you.
Shocking.
Every time I gave you direction, you came back with something
and
else to Jeffrey say.
Yelled at
you
for you all
weren't
that stuff.
Executing what I told you to do. And it's not the first time. It's all the time with you. You can sit there, cross your arms, and shake your head, but facts are facts.
She uncrosses her arms right when he says that.
And me?
Yes.
Why are you voting for me?
Michelle, you come up with these snarky little comments at the most inappropriate time.
That's why you're voting for me?
That's the example right there. I quite honest with you when I said, sure, that's great. But then when I asked you for stuff, oh, you know what? I just decided I quit.
I did not say that.
You said I can't do it because I have to cook this
no,
up
No, I
now.
Did not.
Let her talk.
I'm trying to tell you what happened in the situation.
Mm-mm. Yes or no, Michelle? Yes or no?
Did you say it or not?
I did not.
She's lying.
I did not say I'm not doing it.
You did not come up to me and say, I can't do garnish.
No. She just came up to me and said, can you have someone else do garnish? And you said no. And I'm like, okay, that's
what
fine.
What the does that mean?
Well, we'll see the clip here in a second. Barbie leaves.
No, I didn't go up to her and say, I can't do garnish.
She's like, Barbie, I can't do garnish for you because
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I just realized I'm supposed to be helping Dana with the dessert. Can you have Elise do your garnish? This.
So do you think Michelle just forgot about that?
Period.
So the answer to that question was yes.
What happened? Who's going up?
They're full of I'll tell you what happened. I cooked to perfection for everybody's course. When it came to my, everybody my up.
She's in
now,
there
I'm not supposed
lies
to think that, that was some
about
sabotage.
Everything.
The first tray of fish came up burnt.
Who cooked them?
Jennifer.
Elise knows what she's dealing with. And play this game right now?
please. I am from Massachusetts, the Boston area.
Really? We she is? I couldn't tell.
Play.
Yeah.
Don't
I couldn't tell
talk about me like
Boston.
I'm not here.
I'm talking about
and
you
I said,
like here, you ain't perfect.
I'm not perfect, but you know what? I grow from it and I know it.
That's why I cooked to perfection for all y'all. No wonder it went off.
And what I say.
And what
thank
did
you.
I get in return? Nothing. But that's per usual with the red team.
I'm sorry. When did I fire Fish? When you said to go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I take that back.
After, you mean, when did you burn it?
After Chef Ramsey told me to fire the
y'all are
everyone,
yes.
They all hate,
yeah,
each,
they
other.
All hate
it's,
each other.
It's really quite extraordinary. I don't think we've ever seen this before.
I was actually thinking, you know, Ramsey probably used the whole switch team gimmick a little early this season. Because he pretty early on switched Robin and Josh.
Yeah.
That was like the third or fourth episode.
He really did Robin a favor.
Yeah, and hurt Josh because obviously he was eliminated the next week. But, you know, really, considering how dysfunctional the red team has been, literally since that switch. I mean, they were dysfunctional before the switch as well, but they've been just as dysfunctional since the switch as well. Really, like, they needed a switch a few weeks ago, like, put Barbie on the blue team or put Elise on the blue team or do something because, I mean, this team has just been so bad. And yet, once again, I have to point it out, he still has eliminated more people on the blue team.
That's what doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Although, other than that, I think, really what he should have done was, last week, eliminated Barbie.
Yes.
And then moved Van over to the red team.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I'll give you one more chance.
Yeah, I mean, I think last week they should have just switched Van and Barbie to see what happens. He's already done the switch. Can he do two switcheroos?
He's done it before. I wonder if he's ever switched people. He's definitely switched people back.
Yes, he's done that. But I don't know, two switcheroos would be pushing it, I think.
Even for him.
Even for Ramsey.
Ramsey walking down from his office.
Yeah,
his fake office.
Jennifer, red team's first nomination and why, please?
Our first nominee is Barbie Jeff. The meat course was a train wreck. The potatoes were completely burnt. It was a cluster in plain English.
Red team's second nomination and why?
Second nominee is Elise Chef. She seemed very disorganized and frantic while we were trying to get direction.
Barbie and Elise, step forward.
The same two from last week, from the red team.
Barbie, your team, are they giving up on you?
5 minutes before it was time for me to fire my course, Michelle ran over and said, hey, I can't do garnish. And I said, no, yes, you are. Yes, you are going to do garnish because I need you there.
I cooked her garnish.
Excuse me. And then I had to tell her that she was going to stay there. And then I had to make her stop with the snippy comments. All of that stuff is the stuff that interferes with the red team and keeps us from being cohesive.
Holy Elise. Why do you deserve to stay in Hell's Kitchen?
I deserve to stay in Hell's Kitchen because I started off strong. I've had some great moments here, and I'm not finished yet. Tonight, there were a few bumps in a row, but I didn't give up, and I bounced back.
This is actually one of the more subdued Elise moments during the last
time. I noticed that as well.
It was a team effort, and I don't think
compared to last week when she was like complaining about, I think,
ladies,
Barbie's like chicken clucking and stuff.
I'm shocked how fragmented you as a team have become, and all I get is this fight and this bitch fest. The person leaving Hell's Kitchen.
I'm gonna keep you guys all on the same team.
Is. Barbie. Come here. Barbie, give me a jacket, young lady. You've got a heart, you're determined, but you haven't bounced back, Barbie. Good night.
Good night, Chef.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She's not very happy about this.
Yeah.
Chef says that I'm not ready. Am I the worst chef in Hell's Kitchen? No. Was I the worst chef on the red team? No. But it is what it is. So now, what it is me ready to go to home.
Elise, back in line.
Thank you, Chef.
Blue team, you are on a roll. At this rate, you four may be the final four. Red team, get it together.
Yes, Chef.
Now piss off.
Yes, Chef.
Get it together, but I'm going to keep you guys
all
on the same team
true.
And just inevitably
and
lead to conflict again next
is
week.
Gone.
Dana's so happy.
Well,
yeah, Dana
Barbie
did not
gone.
Like Barbie. She has
been
advocating for her exit for a
Barbie
few weeks now.
Annalise went home, but I'll take one out of two.
I'm loving what the red team is doing to each other. All they've been doing since day one is bringing each other down,
how is Robin
and I really don't see any of them standing at the helm of Hell's
Kitchen. I have no idea.
She's skating through now.
There's nowhere to hide. Michelle and Dana are the weakest links on the team. I think they've been skating through service.
That also makes me think that Jennifer's really good, because even Elise, who doesn't particularly like her,
right,
is not lumping her into that category.
That is true. That's a good point.
So I performed a charity act for her team by sending her home.
Next week on Hell's Kitchen.
Next time on Hell's Kitchen.
Or not next week.
It's a feud that began 8 seasons ago.
No one else would shut up! My turn!
You know what? Elise, sit and rotate.
This is the last person on Earth that I wanted to see.
It's so obviously Jennifer and Elise have with only 8 some history. All-stars remaining.
Hey, you and I talk?
I guess.
Jennifer and Elise do the unthinkable.
We need to work together to get them out.
Am I making a deal with the devil right now? Absolutely.
It's all next time.
We need to kick their asses.
On a devilish
episode. But it's not like Survivor.
Of Hell's Kitchen All-Stars.
Where you could have an alliance.
Also, when she says to kick them out, I don't think she means Dana and Michelle.
Because that is what is implied.
Yeah, I think it means the blue team. I think that's what Jennifer...
But how would that... But then
like
why would they need
we need to work together to do better to get the blue team kicked out, not us.
That's really presumptuous to think that the blue team is in any danger.
Well, they do have Robin.
So well, but...
They're all at risk.
Who's only there because she was taken from the red team.
That's true.
Although at the same time, you know, it is interesting because I can't really see, well, maybe, you know what, Benjamin, I guess I could see him winning.
Really?
Yeah.
He hasn't really done anything.
He hasn't, but
he's
I mean,
really
like,
skated.
But you've been saying Elise is going to win.
I have.
And well, I've been yeah. saying kind of Jennifer,
yes.
AKA, or not
and
AKA,
Millie.
And or Millie.
Yeah. Yeah. After, again, you picked Ashley at the beginning and were wrong.
But. Yes. Well, that was a mistake. But it could have been that she just didn't want to continue on the show.
That's true.
What did you think of the episode?
That was good. Liked the blind taste test. Not as good as in previous seasons, but still pretty good. Got to see some people smashed with some mashed potatoes on their face. And I thought the dinner service was pretty interesting. It was a little more exciting than just a normal service. So, yeah, I thought it was a pretty good one.
Well, I got to tell you, I really liked this episode.
Okay.
It's been my favorite in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's good.
Because I thought the arguing was, it was interesting. We have 2 predictions each.
Yes.
At the end of the show.
Correct. Who's going first?
Well, who do you want to go first?
I don't care.
Okay. Go first.
All right.
If you're absolutely sure, I will relinquish the honor to you.
I will continue picking Elise to win, even though every week I feel less and less sure that she's going to win after initially being so confident that she was going to win. So, yeah, but I'm going to keep picking her just so when she if she does win, I'll look like a genius. I don't know. They didn't show much in the preview to figure out who's going to get eliminated, so... I'm going to go oddball here, and well, maybe we're not oddball, but I'm going to go Michelle. I think Michelle, she just finally cracks. The pressure gets to her.
You know what? God, it's so easy to say that Robin is going to be sent home.
It really is so easy to just pick Robin.
But they gave no indication of that.
Right. That's usually a good thing.
And, okay, I'm going to say Michelle.
Oh, well, steal my prediction.
And it's probably going to be Robin, but I'm going to choose Michelle for the first time,
right.
I think ever. And to win, I'm still going to stick with Jennifer. I mean,
okay.
When you're acknowledged by a rival, in this case Elise, as being very good, I think that says a lot.
I think next week Elise and Jennifer are both going to get eliminated just to ruin our predictions.
That would be really bad. Yeah. There's no way he decimates the red team like that.
I guess that's probably true.
Unless they go to the... Let's see, there's so 4 people on the blue team.
Yeah, there's 4 and 4 now. There's 8.
Okay, so you can't cut down to 5. Isn't that usually what the black jackets are?
Is it 5 or 6 for black jackets? I don't know.
It's probably been 5 or 6.
Yeah. Well, there might be 2 eliminations next time. Because they might need to get the black jackets out. I don't know.
Do we even know when the show is going to return?
We didn't mention, but this is the last Hell's Kitchen episode of 2017. The show will go on a holiday hiatus and will return in January. A date to be determined. We are looking up the schedule now.
We probably should have done this before.
Yeah, we probably should have done this now, but I guess we forgot.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, it says January 5th. try to pasta test.
Which is making fun of the way that Gordon Ramsay says pasta.
Yes.
Pasta.
That's
going to be January 5th. That's a Friday.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it was always on Friday. But yeah, so this will be our last podcast until the new year.
Yeah, it will be. So, we won't do resolutions, but do you have plans for the holidays?
No, just going to stay around here. I'm in a tricky situation for New Year's Eve because I committed to go to like a event with some friends and I actually bought a ticket for it.
And you don't want to go.
Well, yeah, now I don't want to go because I now have two other parties have popped up that like I would also like to go to that are free. But the thing is, I already bought this ticket. But like, it's a thing there. Like, I bought the ticket already, but like, if I go to the event, I'm still gonna have to pay more money anyways. So like, even though it's like I lost the money on the ticket, technically,
it's a sunk cost.
I would
anyway,
still
so
yeah.
At this point, doesn't matter.
But I could probably save money by I would still spend less money at the other places. So I don't know. So I have to figure out what I'm gonna do there.
Yeah, I you know what? I don't like going to parties on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I kind of would rather do something more casual.
Like possibly just stay at home and do nothing.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think that's that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, everybody have a Joe. To yes. you have a happy holidays.
Thank you, and to you as well, Eric.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
I will send you a postcard from Florida.
Alrighty.
I mean, not really.
Right.
No one sends postcards anymore.
No, never. I don't even know what a postcard is.
Ooh. It's just like a piece of cardboard, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. And to the listeners, yeah, thanks for listening. It's been a lot of fun so far, and I guess they are coming back for additional episodes.
Yes, they're not getting canceled.
Some of us might have hoped that the show would be canceled, but that's not going to happen. So the show will be back. We'll be back in 2018 for another exciting episode of the Hell's Kitchen podcast.
Yes.
Have a great rest of December. We'll see you in 2018.